Well, it looks good for pros and for amateurs. We had early rains and they weren't torrential rains, so the fish didn't die in the millions like they do sometimes. It's been good for breeding, plenty of water. It's still raining. There should be lots and lots of fish that'll be released from the inland waterways and go out in the sea or into the deep channels. The breeding will be intense, and at first the pros won't get a lot of fish because the fish will be upstream knocking off lizards and frogs or anything they can get their hands on. So they'll probably get a few barra and lots of salmon. There'll be salmon everywhere. And then around Easter, the fish will come out into the channels and the big waterways and out into the sea, and there'll be fish everywhere for everybody.
Good. Now, I'll just, I might actually put the umbrella up as we're chatting, as the rain comes down again in Darwin. I mean, that's the big key, isn't it? There's been good rain.
As long as you get good rains, if you get torrential early rains, the fish die in the millions, which is a total catastrophe. But if you get good early rains and then rains all the way through, and as long as the Northern Territory stays a wilderness area and they don't drain the swamps and dam the rivers and farm everything and put poison into the sea, there'll be fish there well after I'm dead.
We're on a boat that's getting everything organised. How many do you expect will be heading out tomorrow when the season does open?
Not many, because it's too rough. They'll probably wait till the weather calms down and then they'll all go out. And if you fish in rough seas, you get knocked around, your crew gets knocked around, your equipment gets knocked around, and usually the fish aren't there anyhow, but there should be lots of salmon anyhow.
These guys behind us, what's their job? You know, what are the main things you got to do when you're organising the ship for the season?
Well, the skipper's not here. They'll be running around trying to buy everything at the last minute. The crew will be getting things ready, and it's probably going to be pandemonium until they hit the water, and then everything will settle down.
And how far out will these crews go this year, do you think, to get barra?
This boat's a big one. It can go all the way to the Gulf of Carpentaria and fish successfully, but I think they'll probably go as far as Milligimbi, Blythe River, Peter John River, things, this side of Arnhem Land, this side of Gove, but there'll be some people going all the way to the Roper River and right through the Queensland border.
So what, do 2-3 weeks at a time come back?
Probably. A lot of them will stay out longer than that.
Yeah, right.
Either they get full, which is not that easy with fillets because they don't take up a lot of room, or they run out of supplies or fuel, or everybody gets sick of being at sea, but I'd say they probably will stay out 3 to 5 weeks.
Are you going to go out a bit this year, Pete?
No, I'm getting too old.
Well, and finally, I guess, for the consumers in the Territory and beyond, is it going to be a good year for buying a barra fillet?
Just support your local barra fishery. We're under extreme stress from politics, from sea closures and bureaucracy, which makes it very hard to operate. And if they get rid of us, you won't be able to eat a wild-caught fish.
Well, all the best with season 2014. Thanks for standing in the rain and having a chat to the country out.
Thanks, mate.